Good morning. Today's daf in Nedarim's Chaf Beis. We're in Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and we're going to be starting by the Simanim. About seven lines from the bottom of the Amud, you're going to see parentheses, you'll see Simanim. And over here now in the third parak of the Masechta, so where do we start off? We started yesterday with the third parak of the Masechta. We talked about Nidrei Ziruzin. So there are Nedarim, there are four categories of Nedarim altogether here in this third parak, which are going to not require any kind of... any kind of sheila whatsoever. You don't have to go to a chacham. You don't have to be matired from a chacham. And the reason why is because they're not nedarim. And over here in this third parak, it's not a failure of articulation. It's not that you didn't say the neder correctly. You said the neder perfectly correct. It's just from the context of the discussion. So it becomes obvious. It's clear that you didn't mean a neder. You just simply wanted to use strong language. And so over here in the first category that we discussed yesterday, we talked about negotiation. So you're negotiating with somebody, and you want him to get him to move off his position. And so right now he's saying that he's selling it to you at only four, and you're selling it to, and you're telling him I'm not going to be buying it for more than two. And so you make a neder, he makes a neder. So there, that's Nidrei Ziruzin. It's just simply to move people off their positions. And right from the origination, when you make your neder, it's understood, it's known that you didn't mean to make a neder. You just simply want him to move. And so this is what's called Nidrei Ziruzin and does not require a Sheilas Chacham at all. Good. So that's what we discussed yesterday. And also in yesterday's daf, that's the Mishnah that's going to be our Perek. But as long as we were there, so we quoted a comment of Ravasi, which really has nothing to do with our Mishnah, not nothing, but it's not connected to our Mishnah, and that is, how do you extricate somebody from an Eder? So as I mentioned yesterday, and let's just quickly mention today, because it really is fundamental to understanding today's daf. So there are two ways to be matir neder. One is what's called Pesach, and the other one's called Charata, meaning you make a neder, and you want to go to a chacham because you would like to extract yourself from the neder. So he could do so in one of two ways. One is Pesach, and the other Charata. Pesach is better, Charata is inferior. Now, what's Pesach? So I quoted the Ran yesterday. We read the Ran yesterday, and Pesach is basically the following. The chacham is going to go take a look at the actual neder itself and make you understand that had you known the following about the neder that you made, the actual neder that you made, had you recognized this, realized this, would you have made the neder? You told him, no, I wouldn't have made the neder had I known that. Then the chacham is going to be matir. He's going to release you from the neder. Good. So that is what's called being matir using a Pesach. So can you be matir using a Pesach? Yeah, the chacham could do so. A chacham has to understand the neder. He has to understand what you didn't realize when you made the neder regarding the neder itself. Okay, that's what's called a Pesach. What's charata? So charata is inferior because charata has nothing to do with the neder itself. Charata is just simply an external circumstance where, at the time when you made the neder, so you had external circumstances that led you to making the neder. If they weren't there, you wouldn't have made the neder. Best example, simplest example, we're going to be talking about this a number of times today, anger, right? So kas, it happens to be, today's daf is dedicated to the topic of kas, and so anger. In other words, forget the neder, I was angry at the time. I made the neder simply because I was angry. If there were people around me who would have pacified me, I wouldn't have made the neder. So this is what's called charata. Can you be matir or neder using charata? So yesterday's daf, what did we learn? It's a point of controversy, machlokas. So some Amoraim really came down to one Amora, but some Amoraim are of the position that you can't be matir with a charata. In other words, charata is too flimsy. It's not a strong enough release valve in order to release somebody from a neder. Good. That's the opinion of some Amoraim. However, in yesterday's daf, what we learned is that there were a number of Amoraim of the position and Tanaim who said that, no, you can extract somebody from a neder using a charata. Good. So that's what we learned yesterday. What does that have to do with our Mishnah? It's connected, right? Go back to yesterday's daf. There is some connection between this discussion we're having right now and the Mishnah. But meanwhile, we're discussing how to release somebody from an eder, whether you could use a charata. So for a good part of today's daf, we're going to be continuing along this discussion in terms of whether you could be matir somebody, a chacham could be matir using a charata. That's our discussion for today. And with that stated, let's begin. We're at the parentheses. The parentheses are going to help us try to commit to memory the next stories that we're going to be learning together. Right? Asi, Elazar, Yochanan, Yanai. Names of Amoraim, who were involved in the following four episodes. Number one. Ha'udasal coming to Ravasi. Someone goes to Ravasi. So Amar Lay, and again, we now know in the context of a Gemara. So what happened? This guy made a neder. He wants to be extracted from the neder. He's going to Ravasi. and he's seeking a release from the neder. So, and what Ravasi is now going to do is he's going to release him from the neder, and he's going to be using a charata. So Amrle, so this is what Ravasi asks this person, Kadoti, yes, meaning, is this what you wanted? Right, were you of your right mind when you made the neder? Did you feel like comfortable making the neder? So Amrle, lo. And the way the Iran reads this, he's answering rhetorically. No, right, and no? Meaning, no, I was not interested in making the neder. So, in other words, and I regret it, and I regret it going back to the time where I made the neder. So Vishaya and Ravasi says, yeah, it's mutter. In other words, he released him from the neder. Okay, we made this point yesterday. Let's just make it again today. Every time somebody goes to a chacham to release him from a neder, of course he has charat, of course he has regret. Meaning that's why he's going to the chacham, right? Why else do you think he's there? He's regretting. So the only way charata works, and again, the Ram makes this point very clearly, the only way charata works is charata mi'ikara. In other words, I don't care about your mental state right now, right? Right now, obviously, you want to be extracted from the neder. The argument has to be built on, at the time when I made the neder, were you in a state of anger? So, obviously, by the way, there then becomes issues of ne'emanus, like how do you believe the individual when he says yes? That part's not clear to me. In terms of, like, how, right? This is all first-hand testimony regarding yourself. Okay. I don't know why. Why this is not, does not seem to be a point of discussion. But anyway, but that's what, charata has to be charata mikara. I don't care about your mental state right now. What, at the time, were there external circumstances? Were you angry at the time? Okay, good. Again, I know I made this point yesterday, but good. I'd like to reset that point again. How das le kamed Rabbi Lazar? Here we are at story number two. So Amar lei bais nador. And again, Rabbi Lazar asked the individual, so, were you interested in making this neder? So, he says, look, at the time, I was totally stirred up at the time when I made the neder. Meaning, I was agitated. And if I weren't agitated, I wouldn't have made the neder. So, So Rav Elazar says to him, good. So, I'm going to release you from the neder. Based on the fact that you had charata, not now, but at the time when you made the neder. A third story over here, and there was a woman who made a neder against her daughter, right? She had it with her daughter, and so she made a neder. Her daughter's not going to get any hanah from her. So also coming to Rav Yochanan. So now the woman goes to Rav Yochanan, seeking to be extracted from her neder. Amar lost. Rav Yochanan says to her, "Ilo havi yadat amar migertech ala debartech." Do you know what the neighbors are going to be saying about your daughter? Okay, so they'll say the following. We're in the top of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So what the neighbors are going to say, quite understandably, is, I mean, neighbors shouldn't be talking, but, okay, but the neighbor, whatever, we're all humans. And the neighbors are going to say, you know, the mother made a neder against her daughter. It's not for no reason. Meaning, the daughter must have done things that agitated the mother, so that the mother made a neder against the daughter. And now, who wants to get involved with this, with the daughter, as a result of that? In other words, what you're doing is you're giving your daughter a bad reputation by making a neder against her. And you knew it now, and you also knew it back at the time when you made the neder. And if you properly realized and recognized that at the time of the neder, if you thought about it for a moment, would you have been making the neder? And her answer is, lo. So she says back to him, lo. No, I wouldn't have made the neder. Visharya. And once again, he was matir, based on the charata. And it's a charata. It's a charata. It sounds like all these examples are examples of charata.
No, the first two, yes, but this one, I don't know.
Okay. Right. Whatever. It sounds more. It's.
No, because they're giving example of charata,
and it's obvious it must be a charata. Correct. In other words, the theme of all these stories is that all these amoraim are of the position that you could be matir with charata. And finally, story number four, Barbara Tid de Rabbi Yannai Saba. So this is a grandson of Rabbi Saba, right? And Rabbi Saba is his maternal grandfather. So also coming to Rabbi Yannai Saba. So he goes to Rabbi Yannai Saba, Amar Lei. And so what happened over here is that the grandson made a neder. Gemara doesn't give us any details. But anyway, doesn't matter. Amar Lei, Ilo Hava Yada de Paschim Pin Kasech. Ooh. So, Minadart, And so what the Zeta says to his grandson is the following. Look, do you know what's going to happen? In Shemayim, what they're going to do is they're going to open up the notebook against you. Meaning you are making Nedarim. Okay, so in Shemayim, this is the way the Ran presents it. So in Shemayim, oh, you're making a neder? Oh, I see. So you're making yourself out to be this big tzaddik. Right. Oh, okay, fine. So you think you're a big tzaddik? Okay, let's take a look over here. And so what Shemayim is going to do is that they're going to open up an investigation on you. They're going to audit you. And are you interested now in making a neder? Again, I use the word now. I take it back. At the time when you made the neder, had you been aware of this, would you have made a neder? So mina darta amalelo. So the grandson says to his grandfather, "No, I wouldn't have made the neder visharye." And so once again, now the grandfather was matir. Okay, interesting. By the way, the grandfather is the one who is the chacham, serving as the one who's matir for his grandson, meaning it's a family member, obviously, and seemingly that's okay, that's fine. Okay. So what comes out over here is as follows. We just went through four successive stories in the Gemara where these Amoraim, I'm just going back to the Simanim. So it's Rav Asi, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yanai. So all four of them were matir using charata. So in yesterday's daf, we learned that there were those who were of the position that you can't. And oh, by the way, the Ran points out that in yesterday's daf, if you remember well, so who says you can't use a charata? Rav Asi. And of the four stories that we just learned, who used the charata to be matir? Rav Asi. So the Ran points this out. The Ran says that what you're going to have to say is that there's Rav Asi and there's Rebbe Asi. They're two different people. Yeah. Right? The Ran says that. Okay, anyway. So in yesterday's daf, so there was Rav Asi who says that you cannot use the charata in order to be matir. And meanwhile, like we learned yesterday, many disagree. And we started our daf today off by saying, and many others disagree as well. Meaning that it seems to be that the preponderance of positions is that you can create a Pesach with charata. And in fact, at the end of today's daf, that's going to be the Gemara's conclusion. I mean, you can already see it right now at the beginning of the daf, right? There are so many Amoraim who allow it, who allow Heter Nadarim to be done through charata. Okay. And that's our starting point of today's daf. Amar Rabbi Abba Maikra. So, what we're now looking to do is cite a Pasuk. We're going to be quoting a pasuk from Mishlei, this idea that you're going to get audited when you make neder. The Shemaim is going to audit you. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei. V'achar nedarim levakir. And after you make a neder, so bikur, you're going to get investigated, you're going to get audited. And again, it's the way the Ran explains it is because when you make a neder, you present yourself as this big tzaddik. And so once you present yourself as a big tzaddik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to know for sure whether or not this is an accurate depiction of you, or not so accurate, and that's why investigation ensues. The af agav de pasuk Rabbi Analei anan lo paschin alei baha. Now the Gemara says, now I know what you just saw. You saw Rabbi Yana using this argument to create a Pesach. The Gemara says, well, we don't do that. So and why not? So the way the Ran explains it is because, let me ask you a question. Someone comes over to you after you made a neder and says to you, do you know that in Shemayim they're going to open the books and they're going to audit you? All right, would you have made the neder then? So what are you supposed to answer? what do you think you're going to say? No, I'm good. All right, I'm open to an audit. I love it. I love the idea. No one's going to say yes. So in other words, there's no real genuine back and forth over here. No one's going to honestly answer. I'm comfortable with that. Even if that's how they really feel, like no one would have the chutzpah to say that. So in other words, it's not a really fair exchange. It's not a fair question. You're not going to get a genuine answer. So the Gemara says, don't use this as a form of creating Pesach via Charata, because no one's going to be honest in such an exchange. Right. V'lo paschinim behada achrenais. And the Gemara says, and look, let me give you other examples of like just unfair questions. You can't ask this to create a Charata. The Amar Rabba Bar Bachanan Rav Yochanan my pasach lei. So Rabbi Gamliel Ahusaba. So Rabbi Gamliel used the following as a pasach for an elder, and that is Yeshbote Kimad Karos Cher V'Loshon Chacham Emarpe. Okay, this is also from Mishlei, right? Previously we were in the 20th parak. Now we're in the 12th parak. Either way, this is also from Mishlei, and there are those things which pierce like a sword. But the chacham, lashon chacham marpe, and kol abote, meaning the if you're bote over here means to pronunciate, to articulate. So if you articulate a neder, right, ladakor becherev. So really what you should do is you should be pierced with a sword. So Ella, Lashon Chachamim Arpe. But what you can do is you can get healed by a Chacham. In other words, through a Torah. The Chacham can be mad to you. So in other words, so over here, had you thought about it, meaning when you make the neder, had you thought about the Pasuk of Mishle? Pasuk of Mishle says that articulation of a neder, somebody who does so is deserved to be stabbed with a sword. Did you remember the Pasuk of Mishle? Now again, Rabbi Gamliel used this as a means of charata. Okay, but what the Gemara is telling us is, don't try this at home. Meaning we shouldn't be using such an argument as a charata, because again, there's no honest exchange. No one's going to answer and say, I thought about the Pasuk and Mishle, but you know what? I made the neder anyway. No one's going to answer honestly. And the Gemara says, and oh, by the way, I'll give you another example of what shouldn't be used as a charata. Detanya Rabbi Nasan Omer, Hanoder Kilo Banabama Vamekaimo, Vamekaimo Kilo Makri Valav Karban. Okay, you make a neder. So, a famous statement of Rabbi Nasan, you make a neder, it's like you built a bama. Okay, when the Beis HaMikdash was built, so you want to bring a carbon, so you go to the Beis HaMikdash. How about I don't want to go to the Beis HaMikdash and I'll just simply build a bama in my backyard? Can I do that? So the answer, of course, is no. And not only can you not do that, but it's an issur in the Torah. It's a serious issur in the Torah. It's called Shechut Echutz, shechting a carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Actually, there are two separate issurim in the Torah. There's Shechut Echutz and Halab Echutz, shechting outside the Beis HaMikdash and offering a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. And so when you make a neder, it's ki'ilu you're a bona bama. And if you're mekayim your neder, it's like you brought a carbon outside. Over here, I'm going to read the words of the Ran. Right, this is a pretty fundamental Ran. Hano de kilo bona bama. In the Ran itself, it's about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. Bishas yisra abamos. Okay, so venir beinai. Well, first the Ran points out that we're obviously talking about when bamos were aser. And the Ran says, and look, here's what I think. Venir beinai. De lahachi medam min alala bona bama mishom de salakadaita de noder de mitzvah ka'avid. He says it's a beautiful mashal. Right? Why? Because when you build the bama, so what do you think? You think of yourself that you're doing a mitzvah. Meaning, this is a religious action over here. Right? I want to offer a carbon. I don't want to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, fine. So I'll make a makeshift altar in my backyard. So, derachman asre b'mila d'isura, v'yunami asre anafshe. Meanwhile, not only is it not a mitzvah, it's an isser. V'kamer detai da'adraba labona bama dami. Meaning Hashem said to us, yeah, offer a carbon for sure. That's only panim. That's only in the Beis HaMikdash. But in other words, offering carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's an isser. Hachinami. Same thing over here with the person making a neder. Meaning there are enough things in this world that are asotas. Right? 248 positive mitzvahs and 365 Yisurim in the Torah. Baruch Hashem. There are a lot of Yisurim in the Torah. And now what do you want to do? You know what? I know there are a lot of Yisurim in the Torah, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to add more. Sure. So, ki mosif iyu amayda asa rachmana, pasha. So by adding more to that which the Torah already prohibited to us, you're a posheya. King in Shamru B'Yushami b'perika apostim. Lo deyecha b'masha asa Torah, ela sha'ata osa alecha dvar macherim. And the Ran quotes a Yerushalmi, right? When you're making a neder, you know what? The number of Yisurim in the Torah, that's not enough for me. I need more Yisurim. Oh, okay, good. And I'm going to add more Yisurim on myself by making a neder. Oh. So the Vishaych Beinami, Hailishna, Mishum, Deno, Dematfis, Bekarban, Vekem, Shein, Karban, Aratzui, Nimsi, Kabona, Bano, Makri, Bechutz. And the Ran also gives another pshat as well. Why the Dimyon, why the comparison is a good comparison. Okay, anyway. But the... But the Ran over here says that when the Gemara's comparison of making a neder to building a bama is that you think you're doing something religious and it's just the opposite. Meaning it's not religious. In fact, the Torah answers it. Okay, good. So that is obviously an extraordinarily strong statement against making a neder. Okay, so now let's go over a simple back and forth. A person makes a neder. So I go over to the individual and I say, hey, you made a neder. That's great. Can I ask you a question? Do you recognize the fact that making a neder is like building a bama? And if you remember that at the time when you made the neder, would you have made the neder? And are you going to be getting an honest response? Of course not. No one honestly is going to say, yeah, I remember that, and still I made a neder. Meaning it's too harsh a question. No one's going to honestly answer that question. And once again, you can't use that as a charata because you're not going to have an honest exchange. So the Rabbi Nassan Omer, noder, I'm back in the Gemara, I'm just rereading. Rabbi Nassan Omer, hanoder, kilo banabama, vamekaimo, ki'ilu makriv alav karban. Okay, bereisha paschinan. Beseifa, now, let's do the following. Let's take the statement of Rabbi Nassan. Let's divide it into two halves. First half, second half. So what the Gemara now is suggesting is that the entirety of the statement, that's too rough. In other words, no way you could use that statement as a means of charata. Again, because you're not going to get an honest answer. How about this? How about using just the first half of the statement? The Gemara says, yeah. First half of the statement you can do. Right? The Hanoder ki'ilu banabama. Funny. It's rough. It's still rough. But the Gemara says, if I just took the first half, you could use that as a means of charata. Beseifa, what about the second half of the statement? And if you offer a carbon on it, if you're mekayim your neder, it's like you offered a carbon on your bama. So Abai Amar Paschinan, Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. So here, Machlokas Amarayim, whether or not the second half by itself could be used as charata, Abai says yes, and Rav says no. Rav Kahana, Masin Lalash Maita, Bahadein Lishna. So Rav Kahana has a slightly different version of the back and forth between Abai and Rava. Rav Tivyumi Masni Hachi. Sorry. Rav Kahana had the above version of the discussion of the back and forth between Abai and Rava. Rav Tavyumi Masni Hachi Beseifa Lo Paschinan. According to Rav Tavyumi, the second half of the statement, Tamekaimo Ki'ilu Makriv Karban. So that's something where you cannot use as your charata. Again, it's too strong a statement. No one's going to answer honestly. Uve reisha. But what about the first half? So Abai Amar Paschinan, Rav Amar Lo Paschinan. So here in the second version, so Abai is comfortable using just the first half of the statement, and Rav is not comfortable. Vehilchasa Lo Paschinan Lo Bereisha Velo Beseifa. And the Gemara says, and in conclusion, using either part of Rabbi Nassan's comment, right? That if you make a neder, it's like you built a bama. If you're mekayim your neder, it's like you offered a carbon on your bama. Don't use any part of that statement to Rabbi Nassan as a means of creating charata. And the reason is because, again, it's just too strong a statement, and no one's going to honestly answer that question. V'lo paschinan b'hanami d'shmo. And as long as we are now compiling a list of things you shouldn't use as a charata, because they're just simply too strong and no one's going to give an honest answer. So we're going to also tack on the statement of Shmuel. The Amr Shmuel, Afa Pisha Mekaimo Nikra Rasha. You make a neder. You comply with your neder. You know what you are? You're a Rasha. Okay. Again, it's a really strong statement. And he's got Psukim to back him up. So the Amr Rabbi Abba Mikra, based on what do we suggest that someone who makes a neder is a rasha? V'chisech dal lindor lo yebechach. If you do not make a neder, there will not be a chek. V'yalev chadala chadala. And we have over here gzereshav uksiv hacha v'chisech dal lindor uksiv hasam pasuk Iyov sham rishaim chadlu roges. We have the word chadal over there in Iyov in conjunction with the word rasha, and that means to say that if you are not making nedarim, great. But if you do make a neder, you are now tantamount to a rasha. Okay, so now, right? So again, add now to the list of don't ask this question as a means of charata. Hey, did you remember that if you make a neder, you know you qualify as a rasha? Did you remember that? So what are you supposed to answer? Oh, sure, I remember that, and I made the neder anyway. No one's going to answer that way. So again, it's not a fair means of charata simply because you're not going to have an honest exchange. Amar Rav Yosef, Afanan Namitanina. Okay, the Gemara now points out that we have Mishnayos that speak to this idea, that the one who makes a neder is a Rasha. Kenidra Kshem Lamar Klum, Kenidra Rishayim Nadar, Benazir Vekarban of a Shvur. We had a Mishnah earlier in this Masechta. The Mishnah told us that, you know, you make a neder, you know, like who makes Nadarim? Like Rishayim make neder. Okay, good. So this idea that the person who makes a neder qualifies as a Rasha. Good. That's already, we have a pasuk in Mishle that points it out. Sorry. We have a pasuk in Eov that points it out. And we have a Mishle that we learned earlier that also makes this point as well. Okay. And Amar Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Okay. So let's just pause here for just a moment. So in the Gemara, what we've concluded so far today, it's really been one topic and one topic only, and that is that using charata is a viable means of extracting somebody from a neder. They make a neder, they go to a chacham. So Pesach is obviously optimal. Pesach means that we're going to look at the neder itself and point out the things you didn't recognize when you made that particular neder, right? That's what I described a number of times as opening up the hood of the neder and looking at the neder itself. That's a Pesach, as opposed to charata. Charata is just basically circumstantial things having nothing to do with a neder per se, but just simply, you know, you made a neder, right? And did you remember at the time when you made the neder? Meaning, did you recognize that you were making a neder? And you, did you regret it at the time? And if you can make the argument that they regret it at the time, so then that in fact would be serving as a means of extracting, and that would be using charata. And what we've done over the course of today's daf, really just one topic, and that is you can extract somebody using charata, but now we just compiled the list of 3-4 different questions that shouldn't be asked simply because no one's going to give a good answer. Like, for example, do you remember at the time when you made the neder that in Shemayim they're going to be opening up and auditing you in Shemayim? You remember that? That's just too harsh a question. Do you remember that if you made a neder, you're a Rasha? Again, these are just... Right, do you remember the statement to Rabbi Nassan that if you make a neder, it's like you built a bama? So again, just really, really harsh statements regarding nedarim. All are true, but if you ask the person that question, no one's going to answer honestly. And therefore can't be used as charata. But otherwise, you can use charata as a means of extraction. As long as we got onto the topic of why you made the neder, so one of the external circumstances in which why you made the neder is anger. So here the Gemara gives us now a number of statements regarding anger. As you can imagine, the Gemara is going to be anti-anger. Okay, that's going to be the clear position of the Gemara. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Amar Rav Yonasan, Kol HaKoeis, Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtim Bo. Okay, so I understated it, meaning the Gemara is going to be vehemently anti-anger. So the Gemara quotes B'Shem Rav Yonasan that anyone who gets angry, so Kol Mina Gehenim Sholtim Bo. Okay. Do I have to explain it? I mean, yeah, that's my job. But in other words, it's really not good, right? All types of punishments of Gehenna. Shenemar v'aser kas mi lebecha v'aver ra'a mi besarcha. So the Gemara quotes the pasuk in Kohelis, and what you're going to do is you're going to remove anger and you're going to remove ra'a. Now what's ra'a? Vein ra'a l'gehenim shenemar kol pala shem l'maneh v'gam rasholi yom ra'a. Okay. And the pasuk in Mishlei certainly indicates that the Ra is a reference to Gehenna. So anyone who gets angry is going to be subject to various forms of Gehenna. And if that's not enough, and I can't imagine, meaning, right, that's pretty strong. But if that's not enough, so then on top of that also, you're going to be suffering from what, and I hate to say this about the Ashkenazim, I'm one of them, and that is what many Ashkenazim suffer from, and that's GI issues. So shenemar v'nasan Hashem l'sham lev regez v'chilyon einayim v'da'avo nafesh v'ezu davar shemechalas einayim u'madivas nefesh, things that hurt your eyesight and really just knock away at your nefesh. Haviomer ela tachtonios. So it has to do with GI issues. Ula b'meska la'arad Yisrael. Gemara tells the following story. It's a rather unbelievable story. Ula goes to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we are just on the heels of having finished up Masechet Ksuvos, and we talked about the Amoraim who wanted to make Aliyah. So over here, Ula happens to be one of those Amoraim, and he's going up to Eretz Yisrael. And Ilav Loitrei B'nei Chuzai Bahadai, and he was escorted by two people from Mechuza. So Kam Chachachti L'Chavrei. Okay, there's obviously a lot of background that the Gemara is not giving over here, but one happens to kill his friend. Okay, and that's unusual. So as Ula now is traveling to Eretz Yisrael, accompanied by two people, so these two people got into a really serious fight, to the point where one killed his friend. So, so Amar, right, the point of the story in the context of our Gemara over here is, it was a function of anger. I mean, probably one of the most obvious statements that we can make today, but still, in other words, the Gemara over here, in its sermon of not getting angry, So obviously he's giving us probably the worst story that one can give regarding where anger got the best of you. He killed his friend. So kam chad shachtel chavre. So amr lay la'ula yezavdei. And now the guy, after just being an obviously enraged, so he turns to Ula at the moment and he says, did I do okay? Meaning, how'd I do? So amr lay, so Ula says, yeah, you did great. Now, and the Gemara, in a moment, the Gemara is going to point out, meaning if Ula were to say anything right now that would have chastised this guy who's just a killer, and here I'm using it not figuratively, literally, he's right now a killer, and he's still in that moment of rage. If Ula would have said anything like, I don't think you should have done that, that would have been bad. Then, you know, that's bad what you did. So then Ula would have been the next victim. So in other words, now we're at the point of Pikuach Nefesh. So Ula said the only thing that would have saved his life, and that is, yeah, you did what you did is fine. Uparle beis hashchita, and so what this guy did is that the guy basically he slit his throat, and so the killer just opened up the throat even wider in order to expedite the expedite death. Ki asal kamed Rav Yochanan. So amle dama chas v'sham echzike be'ov de over avera. And so now Ula, after the story, so he needed to talk it over. I can only imagine. So he goes to Rav Yochanan in Eretz Yisrael, and he says to Rav Yochanan, did I do the right thing? So amar lei, nafshati itzalta. So Rav Yochanan says to Ula, yeah, you did the right thing. It's called saving your life. In other words, atzalas nefashos, pikuach nefesh. And so over here, so you had every right to save your life. In other words, your life was definitely in jeopardy at that point in time. And so, yeah, in other words, I know you gave the guy words of encouragement, but in other words, those words of encouragement were really just to save your life. So, Katama Rabbi Yochanan. So, Rabbi Yochanan now is just wondering to himself, meaning, how could it possibly happen? Meanwhile, it bothers him because of the pasuk. The pasuk says that there you're going to have lev ragaz, right? We're going to have an agitated heart, but only over there. Over there presumably means outside of Eretz Yisrael. And what, right? And in fact, he says it. But Bavoksiv, that's talking about outside of Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be, that this guy got so angry, right? The guy that accompanied Ula, he got so angry, he killed him, and weren't they in Eretz Yisrael at the time? So Amalei, so Ula says, yeah, Ha'u Shaita, Lo Avrinin Yardana. So Ula's response is, yeah, we were still not we didn't cross the Yarden yet, meaning we weren't in Eretz Yisrael proper. Rav Yochanan says, okay, good, now I understand. Meaning, if you were in Eretz Yisrael, so who gets agitated in Eretz Yisrael? Who loses their temper in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Nobody. Okay, so interesting round over here on the bottom of the Amud. So, right, if you go back to the Amud Aleph and you look at the bottom, so how shaita lo avrinan yardena, aver ha yarden lo niskadish lavasa omer lemixas kedushos. And so even though they were on the other side of the Jordan River, and even though the other side of the Jordan River is an annexed portion of Eretz Yisrael, the Ran says, yes, it's annexed, but the annexation of aver yarden is only for some Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but not for other Kedushas of Eretz Yisrael. And apparently, from our Gemara over here, doesn't give you the protection that Eretz Yisrael affords. In other words, in Eretz Yisrael, so who's going to be committing murder? Now, just obvious questions, by the way, which I don't have great answers for, and that is, what do you mean, who doesn't murder in Eretz Yisrael? Who doesn't get angry in Eretz Yisrael? You know that there's something called the Nir Miklat, and not just one, but three of them, at least three of them in Eretz Yisrael proper. Now, there are three of them in Aver Yarden, but there are also three of them in Eretz Yisrael. So this idea that no, that's right. That's for Sicha B'Shogeg. Okay. Anyway, right. The idea that nothing like this happens in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I mean, Rav Yochanan says it, and obviously he knows what he's talking about. But okay, it has to be counterbalanced with the fact that there is an Ir Mikla in Eretz Yisrael, Ari Mikla in Eretz Yisrael, and also every now and then, God forbid, I should say it, but every now and then, you do see people getting angry in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, fine. Anyway, so Amar Rav Abba Rav Huna Kol Hakoyts Afilu Shchina in a Chashuva Kenegdo. So So somebody gets angry. Again, more regarding getting angry. Anyone gets angry, we're on the top of Chav Beis Amud Beis, where two, three lines on the top of the Amud. No, I'm sorry. We're on the top line of the Amud. So when you're getting angry, you're not even thinking about the Shekhinah. Meaning the Shekhinah is there all the time. And if we recognize that and realize that, we would never get angry. And so you're not even thinking about the Shekhinah Shenemar. Rasha ke go vapo. So Bal Yidrosh ein elokim kol mezimosav. All right, the Pasuk in Tehillim, it says it pretty clearly. This idea that you're not regarding, you're not thinking about the Shekhinah. Rabbi Yirmiyah medifta amar mishabech tamudo. I'm sorry, mishakech tamudo. Most if tifshus. Somebody gets angry, he's going to be forgetting his learning, and he's going to become just dumber. Shenemar kikas bechek ksilim yanuach. Uksiv, uksil yifrosh ivelas. So what's going to happen is that you're going to become more foolish, and you're going to increase in your foolishness. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar, biyadu shavanosav merubim izchiosav. Somebody getting angry, so you know that he's going to have more sins than zchuyos. Shenemar uval chema rav pasha. He's going to have an abundance of sins. Okay. Obviously, the Gemara speaks in really strong language about anyone ever losing their temper. Amar vada b'Rabbi Chanina ilmal echad to Yisrael lo niten lahem alachamisha chum sheitar v'sefer Yoshua bavad. Had it not been that the Jewish people wouldn't have sinned, so what would there have been? There would have been five books of the Torah, and there would have been Sefer Yoshua, and that would have been it. That would have been the extent of Tanakh. There wouldn't have been anything more. So why she'erko she'erit Yisrael who? So because in other words, the Gemara is just simply explaining why do I need Sefer Yoshua? Meaning chamisha chum she'torah should be enough. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Sefer Yoshua is important because it tells us where Eretz Yisrael is. It gives us the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So without Sefer Yoshua, we just simply wouldn't know geographically what Eretz Yisrael contains. Okay, so we need the 24 parakim of Sefer Yoshua just simply to tell us where Eretz Yisrael extends to. Good. But after that, what do I need the other Nevi'im for? We don't, but unfortunately we do. Meaning, had we not gotten angry and we had not sinned, so we wouldn't have, from Shoftim and onward, we wouldn't have needed anything. So, Kibur Rav Chachma Rav Kas. And what happens is that because of all the anger that we have, and the anger then results in Avonos, and then we needed Nevi'im, and then we needed Musar, and that basically explains why we have the other, let's see how my math is today. So in other words, we have six books that we need, right? Chamisha Chum Shetar and Yehoshua, so minus 24. Okay, so 18. So 18 books of Tanakh would not have been necessary. Good. Amar Avasi, and Iskakin Lelokei Yisrael. Okay. And over here now, we leave the world of Kaas, and now we go to back to Charata. Okay, so far today, two basic points that we uncovered. Number one is that you could use Charata as a means of extracting somebody from a neder. Good, that was number one. That took up most of our time today. Last bits of Gemara, the bottom of the Amud Aleph and top of the Amud Beis, anger, Kaas, and the segue between the two is very obvious. Meaning that if you made a neder and you were in a state of kas while you made the neder, so that could be used as a means of charata. Good. And in general, don't get angry. But the Gemara says it in much stronger terms than the way I just said it. Okay, good. And now, on to our next topic of discussion, and that's the following. And that is that somebody makes a shvua. And can I extract somebody from a shvua using charata? Okay, so first of all, a person makes a shvua, so is there a mechanism of she'ila? The answer is yes. The Ran points out over here, we're going to be seeing on Daf Chav Ches, that's a couple days from now. So we're going to be seeing a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And the Ran over here goes over a debate between himself and the Rashba, but I'll just try to keep it simple. And that is that yes, you can ask a She'ela even from a Shvua. It is a means of extracting yourself, not just from a Neder, but even from a Shvua as well. And so over here, is there going to be any limitations in terms of extracting yourself from a Shvua? So the Gemara says, yes. Amar Rabbi Asi, ein iskakin l'elokei Yisrael, chutz, mekona mishina nesli, sheganva eskisi v'sheikta, b'ni v'noda, shelo ganva v'shelo ikato. Okay, so the only time that we're going to extract somebody from a shvua is only when Shalom Bais is at the issue. In other words, him and his wife are having Shalom Bais issues to the point where he made a shvua against his wife. So there, And Rav Asi says, and only there can somebody use a could use a Talmud Chacham to be matir from a Shvua. Otherwise, he can't. Now, the Girsa in the Gemara over here is subject to a lot of discussion. The Ran over here discusses at length. Because in the Gemara itself, which I didn't really translate, he says, why do you make a Shvua against his wife? Because she either stole my money or she hit my kid. Okay. And okay. In other words, and understandably, he's upset with his wife for either one of those two. And so he made a Shvua against her. But again, now resolved and they want to make Shalom Bayis, and they want to bring back Shalom Bayis. But he made a Shvua against his wife. So Rav Asi says, under those circumstances, now we can go to a Chacham and have the Chacham be matir. Okay. But what the Gemara, at least the Girsa we have in the Gemara, how does the Gemara end off? And it turns out she didn't steal the money, and it turns out she didn't hit the kid. The Ran says, I'm really struggling with that part of the Girsa of the Gemara, because if it was a mistake, meaning if he got bad information, so you know what that's called? That's called Nidrei Shkagos, meaning go back to yesterday's daf. In yesterday's daf, four types of Nedarim that don't need a Chacham, because the Neder basically is lifted on itself. And that is, you made a Neder, but with bad information. That's what's called Nidrei Shkaga. So over here in our Gemara, it says, and it turns out she didn't hit the kid. It turns out she didn't take the money. Well, if that's true, you don't need a Chacham, meaning the Neder, or in this case, the Shvua, should be lifted on its own. So the Ran really struggles with that. Girsa, the Ran thinks it doesn't really belong there. In other words, she did hit the kid. She did steal the money, and he did make a Shvua against her. And again, they patched things up. And after patching things up, he wanted to be matir the Shvua. So Rav Asi says, good, under those circumstances, you can. But again, but what it sounds like from Rav Asi is under all other circumstances, you can't. Okay. Hayidas will come into Rav Asi. Somebody goes to Rav Asi. A woman goes to Rav Asi, and she made a Shvua, and she wanted to be lifted from the Shvua. So Amar La B'may Nadart. And he says, now, Beloke Yisrael. So Amar La, Ina Dart B'moi, she kinui ba'ama mizdaktin alei. So Hasha Delona Dart B'moi, Ela Beloke Yisrael, lo mizdaktin alei. So Rav Asi says, look, you made a Shvua, and you made it B'Shem Hashem. In other words, so you made a Shvua using Shem Hashem. And under those circumstances, I'm not gonna release you from that Shvua. Again, a Neder, you can release. And you could do so with a Charata. But a Shvua using Shem Hashem, it's so serious. So Rav Asi felt that it should not be released. Rav Kahana Ikla Lebe Rav Yosef Amar Le Little Marmidi. So the Rav Kahana is by Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef says to Rav Kahana, "No, you'll eat by me, right?" So lo Amar Le Lo. So Rav Kahana says, "No, not going to be eating by you." So Mare Kule Lo Teimna Le, the Master of All, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not going to be eating by you. In other words, he makes a Shvua, reinforcing his no thank you. Okay. It's a little stronger than no thank you. Okay. Right? I swear I'm not eating by you. That's what Rav Kahana says to Rav Yosef. So Amalei, so Rav Yosef says back to Rav Kahana, lo marikule, lo ta'imtale. So, and Rav Yosef says something back to Rav Kahana, which right now is hard to understand exactly what he was saying. And ha nichal Rav Kahana damar lo marikule. So I understand the Gemara now basically goes over the exchange. And the Gemara says, look, I understand Rav Kahana, meaning when invited to eat by Rav Yosef, Rav Kahana said, no, follow then by, and I swear I'm not eating by you, right? Marikule, right? By the master of all, meaning by Kadosh Baruch, I'm not eating by you. Good. So that I understand. But Rav Yosef, amai amar lo marikule. What's Rav Yosef's response? Meaning the Gemara is basically saying, I don't understand. What was he trying to say back? So, hachi hu dekamarle. This is what Rav Yosef said back to Rav Kahana. Lo marikule hu dekamart, hilkach lo timtale. Oh. You made a shvua marikule using basically Shem Hashem, the master of all. Oh, you made such a shvua? That's it. We're done. Meaning, we can't go to a chacham, we can't be mata the shvua. You're not eating by me. You're right. You're right, you're not eating by me. And on this, we're going to finish today with the following concluding points. Amarav Nachman Hilchasa Poskim B'Charata. Okay, so go back to yesterday's daf. Go back to the beginning of today's daf. And the Gemara says, and the conclusion is, you could use Charata. Meaning there are two ways to go to a Chacham and extract you from an Eder. One is Pesach, the other is Charata. Right, go back to my introduction of this morning's daf. And what the Gemara now is telling us is Halacha. Halacha is that you could use Charata as a means, as an avenue of extracting somebody from a neder. That's number one. Number two, a nizkakim l'lokei Yisrael. And if somebody makes a shvuah, and even he makes a shvuah b'shem Hashem, so you can go ahead and you can release him. Now, I know in the second half of today's daf, so we went over Amoraim who would not do that, but the Gemara says, no, but you can. In other words, the halach is that you can, so you can release somebody from a shvuah. The shvuah was said b'shem Hashem. Still, if he has charata, proper charata from having made a shvuah, so you can release him from that as well.